Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome back to another episode of Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the show where we cut through the noise and get real about what it means to live a life of health, purpose, and growth, not just mentally, physically, but spiritually. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and whether you're tuning in for the first time or you're one of the people who lock in with us each week, I appreciate you. This show is for those of you who are hungry to evolve, not just to feel better or look better, but to live better at every single level. This episode is about the kind of change that doesn't just come from a new diet or a workout program, but from a shift deep inside you, a new standard to live by, a new lens through which you view pain, progress, and potential. And today's show is exactly that. Because let's face it, life throws us all curveballs. Sometimes they hit you straight in the gut, loss, illness, failure, maybe trauma, or maybe it's something you've been carrying for years, or something that came out of nowhere and knocked the wind out of you. So today's show is one I've been looking forward to for a little bit because it's about something we all face at some point in life. Adversity. Everybody goes through adversity. And more importantly, how we respond to adversity. In the first two segments, I'm sitting down with JT Mesta, one whose story completely redefines what it means to overcome. JT was born with a rare genetic disorder, endured over 20 major surgeries through the age of 16, and was told he may never walk again. That alone is enough to break most people, and they'll quit there. But JT is different. He chose faith over fear. He chose to use his pain as fuel, and now he travels the country inspiring people, sharing his story, and reminding the world that no matter what life throws at you, you still get to decide how you respond. And something I appreciate about his journey is it's real, it's raw, and it's filled with moments that will stop you in your tracks. You'll hear what it was like going through that as a kid. You'll hear how he built a mindset rooted in purpose and resilience. And you'll hear how he took the parts of his life that were supposed to hold him back and turn them into the very thing that propelled him forward. Then we got Jason Elias, the modern day Don, coming back on after. He brings a whole different energy to the conversation and a whole different perspective. So if you're someone who's felt stuck, has been through the storms lately, or knows someone who's meant for more but needs a calling for it, tune in for this episode. Let's kick the first segment off with JT Mesta right after this.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Hey,
airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Today's guest is someone whose story that you will not forget. JT Mesta was born with a rare genetic disorder and faced over 20 surgeries before the age of 16. Doctors didn't expect him to walk. They didn't expect him to thrive. But JT didn't just survive. He transformed the pain into purpose. Now he's a published author, speaker, and walking example of what happens when faith replaces fear, when resilience becomes a way of life. JT's journey reminds us that no matter what challenges you face, physical, emotional, or spiritual, you have the power to choose how you respond, and you can either let it define you or you can let it refine you. So get comfortable, because you're about to hear from a man who chose faith over fear, purpose over pain, and who is here to help you do the exact same thing. So JT, I'm honored to have you on the show, man.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so happy to be here.
Of course. You were on here maybe 5 months ago, but your story is truly is inspiring. And I think a lot of people can take a lot of things home with what you're about to share here today. So I'm excited. But to jump into it, for the people who don't know JT, obviously your story is nothing short of incredible and a testimony to resilience. So can you share your journey, what you've been through, and kind of how it shaped who you are today?
I would love to. So my journey starts at birth. I was born with a condition called Vectoral Syndrome, and this is a birth defect that affects your GI system and other aspects of your body as well. And so from my esophagus all the way down through my colorectal system was compromised, and I had colostomy for the first few years of my life and resectioning of my colon and lots of other stuff down there as well. But I've been put back together, and I feel so blessed to have had the amazing guidance of the Lord and also just for my parents to have that guidance as well, and all the doctors to have his hand in it all. And so those challenges, I really just love to share just what my story and how I've gotten through these different things. And the cool thing is I'm also dyslexic, but I'm the dyslexic who's written 4 books now. And so with writing these books, I have the ability to share so many other people's stories and how they've overcome their hardships.
Yeah, and to dive into that a little bit more, Did you write the book yourself with your dyslexia? I mean, how did you come out? Like, how did you, you know, persevere through that? I don't know too much about dyslexia, but I know it's a huge challenge in a lot of people's lives. I guess, how did you fight through that or learn to kind of cope with it?
Totally. So a lot of the book writing side of it, to start, I'll tell you the journey of that. And basically, I was in college and I was really wanting to learn more about my past and in the medical side of things, and as well as the education. And so I dove into interviewing my doctors and interviewing other caregivers and stuff along the way in my path of life. And during that time, I started to put all this stuff together, and I didn't really think of putting a book together to publish, but more so for me to refer back to and just understand. But with family and friends really motivating me to put it into a book, I did. And I talk about in my most recent book, No Bad Days, about your tribe of people that you surround yourself with. And being dyslexic, it is very challenging to put together a book. And so I had to have that tribe around me. I had amazing people to help with that process of book writing and publishing. And so I give a lot of thanks to my team that has helped me through that, and I've been blessed with that as well.
So I tuned into a little bit of your interview that you had on the Houston News Station. I think that's what it was. You talked about faith and how that really was a driving force in your life. Did you grow up in the faith? And I guess, how did that really, you know, get you from point A to point B in your journey?
Yeah, so faith, I did grow up with a family that I was blessed to have that had strong faith. And I think that that was a big part of my life and their life early on. And going through different challenges, I think it just created me to become closer to God and have a better understanding of Him and what He has done for me in my life, and being able to take what is negative in a lot of circumstances and make it a positive. And looking back at some of these moments, whether it was medically, down, or if it was educationally, like when I was in the lower school and I was told that I'd never be able to go back to a school that I was at because I was not keeping up with the other kids. But that lesson that God taught me right there was the fact that when one door closes, another one opens, and opportunity opened in abundance after that for me in the education space. And so the good Lord has been there every step of the way for me and is a big part of my life. And in my books, you'll hear from many other people and how God has worked throughout their life as well.
We're talking to JT Mesta, the author of No Bad Days. So you were talking about faith a little bit. Has that inspired you, or have you felt a calling from God to, be a role for people that are in a journey of healing and, you know, you're on a mission to inspire? Does that feel like a calling of yours, or did you kind of like, you know, dig that up yourself?
Yeah. So when I was in college and I graduated, I had a job lined up and was very excited about it. It's still something I'm very passionate about, but I started working there, and I told my parents, you know, I think I'm gonna quit my job, and I want to pursue something different. I want to pursue something that I feel a calling for, and that was the book side of things and sharing my story, and also starting a foundation that would be able to help others. And so, with this journey of the foundation starting, the JT Mesta Foundation, we are able to help. And I look at it as three main pillars. We have the medical side of things, which is being able to get medical supplies to children and their families in need. And then we have the education side of things, and we help with a program that when that one door was closed, it opened up to this program called the Tatum Reading Program. So we help get teachers trained in the program to go tutor kids. And then the third pillar is faith-based. We work with a lot of faith-based organizations. I'll name one, which is Young Life, these are all organizations that have played a huge role in my life, and I want to give back to them to help encourage other children to grow in their faith as well.
That's awesome. So we got about 2 minutes here. You've dealt with challenges most people couldn't imagine, yet you radiate positivity. What mindset shifts allowed you to not, you know, just kind of survive, but you're really thriving?
Yeah, so I think some of the mind is a very powerful tool, and being able to be encouraged and be able to get up every day with a smile on your face. I always say that, you know, walking down the street with a smile, first off, it impacts you, but it also just impacts someone you don't even know. And they might just see that and it might bring joy to them. But that mindset carries on through my life with adventures and things that I enjoy a lot, which is challenging myself. And whether that challenge is writing a book or climbing Mount Kilimanjaro or crossing the Grand Canyon rim to rim to rim. And so I love those challenges, because being able to push myself and to endure some difficult times or pain or discomfort has given me such an understanding for getting through those things. And so I love adventure, and it's been a big part of my life, and it's something that allows me to also, I've incorporated it into my foundation by helping others, by crossing the Grand Canyon and raising money, or doing a 62-mile paddleboard in the Great Lakes to raise money for the foundation. And all these things have a purpose, but also I just love the fact of being able to push myself.
That's amazing. A 62-mile paddleboard is pretty crazy as well. We're talking to JT Mesta, the author of No Bad Days. We'll be right back with more right after this.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Welcome back to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and you're tuned in to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're still here with JT Mesta, the author of No Bad Days. Now, JT, you kind of remind me of David Goggins, where you keep putting yourself in these moments of adversity and hardship. Why? You've already made it past, you know, the hard parts. You've had to go through the hard parts, but you keep on pursuing hard things. What's the purpose in that for you?
I love that. It's first off, I think that one thing that's my mindset is that every time that I push myself into a different challenge, in a new challenge, and it doesn't just have to be physical challenge, but it could be a new hobby or whatever it is. But diving deeper into something is just a learning opportunity for you. And for me, when I'm pushing myself out there running, you know, long distances or paddling long distances, I learn something new every time. And it's also a time where I can really spend in my faith and in my prayer time, because there's a lot of quietness out there that you have to fill with. And that's my time for prayer and just being out there in nature. I always have said that my scapegoat to getting away from the naysayers in life, people that have said, you know, you won't be able to read or write, or you won't be able to do this because of your medical challenges, is being in nature. And that's my happy place and my place that I can escape that. And so I always try to find any opportunity to get out there and push myself on a day-to-day basis, whether that's working out or just getting out there and going for a walk and just enjoying nature. It's so important to have those moments in your life that you can find your passion.
So we kind of talked about it a little bit, but I mean, going back to adversity, what's the biggest thing that you've learned from going through these hardships that, you know, got you out on the other side? Like, for example, like one of the things that I kind of live by is anytime I'm going through a struggle, I know it's going to pass as long as I keep pushing through. It always passes. Every hardship in my life has passed as long as I keep pushing through. What's an example like that for you?
Yeah, I think a great story that I love is a great mentor of mine named Lottie Sloff, and he's been a ski coach of mine for years. And as I was growing up with him, my first encounter with him skiing, we set out on the mountain. I'd spent years skiing already, but he said, JT, today we're going to learn how to fall. And for me, being a skier, I was like, I don't need to learn how to fall. I know how to ski. So we get up there and get to the top of the mountain and we fall to the left and we fall to the right and we fall center and we do this all day long. And I kept saying to myself, why are we doing this? But as I continued to learn that day, it wasn't just a ski lesson. It was a life lesson that when we fall, we have to get back up and keep moving forward and keep pushing ourselves. And I think that lesson is something that we can all take and understand, and is very important to me.
I think that's a very powerful way to look at falling and you know, learning to get back up. So I guess when you were in the thick of these surgeries and the pain, what gave you the mental strength to keep going when it felt hopeless? Because you didn't have, you know, this mindset at the time.
Yeah. You know, I think that what kept me going was my tribe of people around me, my family, And I remember a story of when my dad came into my hospital room one day. He said, you know, JT, after I had spinal cord surgery, he said, JT, I'm so sorry for what you're going through. And I looked at him and I said, Dad, it's okay. There are no bad days. There's only hard days. And as a seven-year-old, you knew that that was not me speaking. That was the good Lord speaking. And the full saying, I didn't say it all there, but it's, there's no bad days. There's only hard days. And we get through them with the good Lord is what I said to my dad. And so I feel that the good Lord and the Holy Spirit has just really given me that ability to push through those hard times, but doing it with people that I love and I trust and I support, that support me. And I think that that's a lesson for all of us, that we have to give back to others that we love and support them every step of the way, just like my parents did for me.
So this leads me to my next question. I'm of Christ, I'm of faith as well. But a lot of people who are listening, or people in general, might think, well, JT, you had all these issues at such a young age. How could you ever have faith in God? How could you ever, you know, trust in something like that, you know, who gave you, or quote unquote, gave you this at such a young age? So was there ever a moment where you doubted your faith? And if so, how did you work through it?
Yeah, there was definitely moments that I guess I wouldn't say I doubted my faith, but I would cry out and say, you know, why me kind of thing. And that had that attitude of, why is this happening to me? And I feel that, you know, having that those individuals, that tribe around me to help me through those hard moments was amazing. But I think the bigger thing was is somewhere along the way, I had this realization that there was a reason and a path that God was setting for me, and he was giving me these experiences to learn from and to grow from and to be able to help others. And so looking back at that, I feel, you know, very blessed of the situations that I've had, because they've given me a learning opportunity and something that I'm able to deal with, and I know that I can deal with it, and I hope that I can help others get through those moments.
Yeah, I like that perspective a lot. So you're really big on living with purpose, and you mentioned a little while back how you quit your job to start pursuing, you know, this avenue of life. How can someone who feels lost start to discover their why?
Yeah, well, I think that the biggest thing is finding your passion, and in doing that, I think trying new things. I feel like I say finding your passion, but for me, I feel like I find new passions all the time. When it comes to outdoor activity or different hobbies that I try, just trying new things gives you this exposure that allows you to shape which way you want to go and pursue more in. And so that's been a huge part for me. And you know, with that passion has been the foundation, which continues to become stronger and stronger in my heart, just the things that we're able to do and accomplish. And some of those things, you know, with working with children's hospitals to find medical supplies for children with similar conditions to myself, that's been amazing. And working with Ronald McDonald Houses across the country to help with their night stay program so families and children can stay has been so rewarding as well. And then the education side of just helping with getting teachers trained and getting them trained in this program, that was so helpful for me and so many others. And then the faith side too. But with all that, the getting to hear the stories is the most rewarding part. And learning from those children or families what they have been through has been so beneficial and something I love. And so with your passion, whatever it is, just putting your best foot forward every day at trying new things, and from there, you know, really grasping and understanding, you know, what it is that you love and pursue that in whatever walk of life you're in.
So obviously you're leaving a legacy behind with, you know, how far you've already came. You've written a book, you're on all these shows. But yeah, I mean, yeah, you've written a book, traveled, spoken to crowds. How do you define your legacy? I guess, what are you looking to leave behind for, you know, people to learn from?
Yeah, so that's a chapter in my book, is Leave a Legacy. And for me, leaving that legacy behind is something that my grandpa taught me. I feel like he left a great legacy behind. And the biggest thing for him was helping others. And whether that was in business in his everyday life, he left such a strong legacy behind by giving back in so many different ways, you know, financially or just the labor of love and getting out there and helping. And so leaving a legacy, you know, you have to look at yourself now and say, is this the legacy I want to be leaving behind? Am I impacting others? Am I encouraging others? And am I encouraged in what I'm doing? And if faith is a big part of your life too, looking at how do you feel that the good Lord would want you to be doing what you're doing. And so I say always to strive to leave that amazing legacy behind.
I love it. JT, thank you so much for coming on. Really quick, we got 30 seconds here. What's next for you? Any projects we should be on the lookout for?
So I would, if you are interested, to check out my website, which is jtmesta.com, and our foundation as well. Social media is jtmesta on all social medias. But Instagram, we have lots of cool adventures coming up and lots of cool things that we're doing with different hospital, children's hospitals across the country. And so please follow along and check it out and find what, and please share your story with us too. We'd love to hear.
This is Live Better. We'll be right back with more.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you've been with us for the first two segments, you've heard an incredible story of overcoming adversity with JT and Mesta. Now, we're shifting gears, we're staying in the lane of purpose, presence, and power. I'm bringing back a guest who made a serious impact the last time he was on here, Jason Elias, also known as the Modern Day Don. Jason is a man on a mission to redefine what it means to be a modern, presentable, powerful man in today's world. He's got a sharp mind for mindset, an eye for style, and a heart for helping men rise to their highest potential. So, Jason, without further ado, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. Great to be here, my friend.
Awesome. Hey, so really quick before we dive into it, Jason, I just want to ask you, can you give us a little bit backstory about who you are and what the modern day Don philosophy is all about?
Sure, absolutely. Jason Elias, born and raised in a small town up north, northeast called New York City, right? Not so small, but born and raised there, and had a couple of interesting adventures along the way. There's been a lot of very interesting chapters, and right now what we're working on, and I say we because regardless of how powerful we are individually, we can't do it without the right team around us to collaborate with. Building out modern day Don, what it means to be a modern day Don, to be the head of the family, what a man, not even just a young man, what a man needs to consistently be working towards, what he should give an F about, right? Faith, family, fatherhood, fitness, finances, even fashion, of what it means to really be able to take the reins, to be able to guide and preside over his family. Which would then, help him to fulfill his mission on Earth.
That's very valuable and important in 2025. I want to dive into some of that stuff, but, kind of staying on the same topic a little bit, what I had on the first two segments. I know everyone deals with adversity, but maybe there's a few moments in your life where you can, recall adversity and you really had to learn and overcome it. And maybe that was even traveling from New York to Dallas, leaving at night and, just driving here. Is there any moments or, instances where you had to face this adversity and kind of overcome it?
Right. No, that's a great question. And something to really consider is when we think about adversity, a lot of it has to do with the lens that we see it through, right? And I think when we go through things and experiences, at first, they can feel and look like adversity, but I don't think it's until we're done on the other end that we realize exactly why it happened, right? So there's an interesting metaphor that I heard, and they said, and it was about making banana bread, right? I mean, as silly as it sounds, it was about making banana bread. And the idea was is that the best banana bread is made with browned bananas, right? So, when you have a banana for a certain amount of time and it kind of browned out a little bit,
yep.
And the thought process is that if we look at that through the lens of this banana has gone bad, I have a rotten banana, right? I didn't take the value of what this banana was when I had it in my hand. At the same time, there could be, would be, and should be a greater plan if your banana has browned, right? And it sounds a little bit, awkward at first, but there's truth behind it. Right, where they say what can feel and look like adversity, like a brown banana, can actually make better banana bread than just a ripe yellow banana, right? So, therein lies the way we look at things. Everything is about lens. Everything is about the way we look at things. So, what I challenge everyone to think about is what's the lens that you're looking through life and what are you defining as adversity? Or you looking at it and say, all right, well, I have this brown banana, but what am I going to do with it, right? So I think there's a lot that can be learned by just making an adjustment to your lens Remember, it's not about how other people are seeing it, how other people are treating us. When we take back the power, then it allows us the opportunity to make the decisions to say, this happened, comma, what am I going to do with it?
I like that a lot. And, you know, I think it can also, you know, boil down to something as simple as, you know, everything happens for a reason. You know, when I was facing my adversity with Crohn's disease, you know, going through that at a young age, at the time, I didn't know what was going to come of it. I definitely was like, all right, well, this is kind of, you know, something I don't want to go through at the moment. But I know that without going through that, I would 100% not have this show right now, because I wouldn't be into what I'm into right now. I wouldn't care about my health as much as I, you know, cared about other stuff at the time. So, I mean, really, yeah, everything happens for a reason. And I like the analogy of the Browning banana. You know, it's created to make something even better.
Completely. So. And it's one of those things that just kind of makes you, you know, laugh for a second. But when you just break things down to the basics, it just gives perspective. And again, you made an incredible point, right? I mean, if you hadn't been challenged with that, you know, with that disease, and again, I think we can use the word challenged. You know, I think once we start using words like adversity is a negative thing that happened to us, while a challenge can be something very positive that happens to us. There's so much power in the words that we choose. And listen to what I said. Not the words that we use, the words that we choose. Right. So what does that mean? If you choose to call it a challenge versus if you choose to call it an adversity is something that happened to you, while a challenge is something that's in front of you to conquer. Right. So what words are you choosing versus using?
I like that perspective switch. I think words are very powerful as well. So definitely using different wordage to kind of, you know, put things in perspective, make it seem more of like a, I guess you could also make it seem more like a game rather than like, you know, something that's serious, I guess you could say. So you talk a lot of, you talk a lot about presence and, you know, how a man carries himself. What are some daily habits or routines that help you kind of build that presence or got you started?
Right. No, a few different things. A word when you say presence is another word that I tend to use. So I'm going to add to even to what you said, which is the word posture. Okay. Now, the word posture can mean a number of different things, right? We think posture is like, okay, well, how tall a person stands, okay? That's one definition. Now what I'd have you consider is that think about posture as the way you carry yourself as a whole, right? So think about that. If you have presence, your presence really starts with your posture, okay? So what are you doing, you know, to have the best posture for whatever situation you're in? And something's as very small as just being aware of your body, being aware of the messages that you're sending to the world. Not about trying to, you know, be a gorilla in the mist and show everybody that you're the biggest, baddest in the arena. Now, what I will say is there are times where you need to puff your chest out. So if anyone is out there just saying that the answer is just to be meek in the corner at all times, I don't think they're taking into consideration the laws of the jungle. Okay? I just got back from New York City and, you know, I was up there. There was even a mass shooting that I was a couple of blocks away from.
Wow.
And I used, and four people lost their lives. And, you know, I was 10 blocks away, and it makes me think of this idea of posture and presence. Now, let me ask you, if you're walking through New York City, if you're on a subway, if you're in the jungle, that is New York City, do you think there is some advantage of presenting yourself in a way of don't mess with me? Maybe.
100%.
Right? Exactly, right? So the idea is that there's no right or wrong answer. The idea is what presence is necessary for where I am and where I'm going. And presence starts with posture, okay? Now, if you bring that energy into a kindergarten class, right, or you bring that energy and you just, you know, you're walking into a shopping mall, everyone's going to be like, what's going on with this guy, right? Like, what's his problem? They might actually look at you like, you know, you're actually the dangerous one, okay?
Yeah.
While at the same time, if you carry yourself with a certain presence through New York City and say, look, I'm not a victim, So if you tend on victimizing someone, I suggest you don't even consider me. Right? So, again, all of these things are taken into consideration when you think about presence. One other thing I don't think people take into consideration enough is their voice. Your voice can command presence. The way you talk, do your words have gravity? Right? When you say something, do people know that it comes from something inside? And these are just small things that a man can work on, right? And working on his presence by then saying, what are the two easiest things to work on? The easiest things to work on with your presence are your physicality, which you talk about a lot, right?
Yep.
You can't tell me that you haven't been treated differently since building the physique you have. Okay?
It's way different.
Exactly, right? So to you, if I meet you, someone meets you, they're going to look at the physicality you've created, and they're going to say to themselves, okay, this is a person that takes life seriously. This is a person that has dedication. This is a person that also has a certain amount of strength, physicality, all right? We can't just think that we live in this super soft arena and everyone's just supposed to be nice to one another and just be kind. Physicality matters. And again, you get treated differently. You're 6'2", you're in shape, you know, and I, to people that don't believe it, I'm like, you know what? Try being 5'7" and overweight. Do that for a couple of days and realize how much of an advantage it is. Now, it doesn't mean that, it's good or bad. It just is. You have that card that you were dealt, which pushed you into building your physique. You had that challenge in front of you. You conquered that challenge in front of you. You can call it adversity all you want. I'll call it a blessing. Because had you not gotten that blessing, just like you said before, you built the man that's in front of you. So to answer your question and to wrap up that segment, which was, if you want to work on your presence, the easiest things to get started on are your posture and your voice. When you talk, do you have certainty? Are your words clear? Does it sound like you really believe what you're saying? That affects your presence, as does your posture. And then having enough discernment to know what posture is necessary for what situation. If you go in there, chest out, swinging your arms around, like Conor McGregor, in the wrong situation, then you're going to affect the situation, the people around you. So how do you decide what posture is necessary? How do you work and use the tool of your voice? How many people out there have no voice that would kill to have a voice? And how do you use it to your advantage so that you can make your words felt?
And I think it also, I don't know, maybe it would boil down to, where a certain person at is in our life, but I would argue, that a physique is one of the most important things that you can, hold it for yourself. It's the only thing that can't be given to you. It's the only thing that can't be given to you. You have to work for it and every single part of it. And it's going to, keep you here longer. Now, someone who's 30 years old doesn't really have a physique. They might argue that money's more important. But, people really just treat you so much different. There was a video of this one guy. His name is Jesse James West. He makes YouTube content for fitness. And he wore a fat suit all day. And he went to the gym in the fat suit, and he asked the guy for a weight, and the guy kind of like smirked at him and said no. And he later found out on the guy's phone, he texted, "Yo, this fat piece of S is trying to take my weight." And he like later revealed that he actually wasn't fat. And it's just, you get treated so much different. So I think that, having a physique is a light years difference. But we're already up, sadly. That was a fast 14 minutes, Jason. But I really appreciate you coming on here. It really means a lot that you take time out of your day. I know you're a busy man. So, again, thank you for sharing a piece of knowledge with us.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Of course, brother. Jason, we'll be right back with more right after this.
Mm-hmm.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
What a powerful episode today on Live Better, brought to you by the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you've been writing with us since the top of the show, you've heard two different stories, both centered around one truth, that we all have the ability to rise above, to shift, to grow, and to really live with intention. JT Mestaugh's story hit deep, from being told he could never walk, to enduring over 20 surgeries, to now inspiring others across the country. His life is a reminder that no matter what you're going through, your story is not over. What he shared today wasn't just about physical healing. It was about emotional and spiritual rebirth. It was about choosing faith when fear is louder, about taking adversity and using it as fuel for something greater than himself. Then in segment three, Jason Elias stepped back into the studio with us and brought us right into the present moment. His reminder was clear. How you show up matters, whether it's your posture, your presence, your mindset, or how you treat people. Your energy speaks before you ever even say a single word. Jason lives by a code, and it's contagious. He brings structure, clarity, and that no BS approach that so many of us need when we're ready to level up. These two guests couldn't be more different, and yet the message was the same. You're not a victim of your past. You're not defined by your limitations, and you are fully capable of creating a life of power, presence, and peace. So let me ask you directly, what's the excuse that's been holding you back? What's the story you've been repeating to yourself that no longer serves who you are becoming? What would you change if today you made the decision to take back your power? Because this show, Live Better, isn't just about hype. It's about helping you make real, lasting shifts physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Every guest, every story, every word you hear on here is chosen with one mission in mind: to help you grow and live at a higher standard. I want to thank JT for his transparency and his courage and his heart. I want to thank Jason Elias for coming on here and sharing some more information with us. And don't forget, we go live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Central on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You can find replays. Until next time, keep growing, keep believing, and keep doing the work it takes to live better.